Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control, the only show on national radio where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind using the toll-free number 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria and Ian, and quarantine fatigue is real, evidently coming to us from the Atlantic, but the quarantines aren't going away anytime soon. In fact, they seem to be getting worse because obviously it's now mid-November. Coronavirus cases are climbing as they were always going to do.
Mm-hmm.
People, I don't know how anyone didn't see this coming. Did they think it was going to be the problem? It was going to be solved by then. The problem was going to go away by
then. Some people saw it coming. They knew that the fall and the winter time were the bigger flu seasons, right? That's when people get more sick. So I think some people definitely expected this.
I thought the entire point of all of this nonsense was to flatten the curve so that we could get the equipment we needed, we could get the medical staff that we needed, we could, you know, work out some sort of treatment for it, and we've accomplished all of those things so that we could have these surges in the fall and in the winter, and the hospitals would be equipped to handle it.
Apparently, they didn't accomplish that because they're saying that the ICUs are full in some places. Now, I don't know how many places, but supposedly Utah's ICUs are full. And so that's why the governor of Utah issued a mask mandate last week or whenever it was. Now you got North Dakota. That governor is changing his viewpoint. And he is mandating that the people of North Dakota put on masks and limit the size of gatherings.
Yeah, in order to save you, the government must destroy you. Vermont's governor is banning multi-household social gatherings in a new coronavirus crackdown.
Translation, they're banning Thanksgiving.
Yes, essentially.
Yeah.
So Governor Phil Scott on Friday announced a temporary...
A Republican.
Is he? In Vermont? Wow.
Yeah.
He announced a temporary ban on, quote, public and private multi-household gatherings, another shutdown of bars and clubs, as well as other new restrictions following renewed concerns over the spread of the coronavirus.
Right. We talked about just within the last week or two, they have restricted travel from all but, I think, three places. I think, like, Hawaii, D.C., and one other
Vermont
place.
Has?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, even if you're traveling, I think they have an exception for essential workers traveling from, like, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, or so?
Yeah, there is an exception for so-called essential workers.
But I can't imagine that's going to remain in place much longer. I see the borders getting closed, and I don't know.
The question is, do they have staff to actually close the borders? Because Vermont's not a big state. There's not a whole lot of... I mean, the total number of state troopers can't be that large.
Well, they wouldn't really have to. They would just have to put barricades on the bridges.
But they won't be able to restrict. I'm saying you'd have to have somebody. You'd have to have somebody working the barricade because you still would need to let truckers through.
Right? Good point.
How's Vermont going to eat? Unless, you know, there might be some people with gardens in Vermont, but it isn't going to be enough to feed the entire state.
I don't want to get their ideas, but I imagine they would just keep, like, one interstate open and have staff there and have the others just locked down, saying, "Hey, look, if you want to deliver through Vermont,
got to go
this
way.
Is the route you have to take."
You are giving them ideas.
Yeah. I don't want to see that. He says, we now have no choice but to restrict social gatherings, whether in homes, bars, or a parking lot after a game.
Wow.
So starting today, multi-household gatherings, both inside and outside, whether in public or private spaces, are prohibited. Oh, man. We're not in Vermont, but if we were, we would be violating his tweet.
Because we're from different households?
Yeah. This is a tweet that we're talking about. Yeah. I imagine
it's an order.
It will ultimately get put forward as a law. But the ban applies to both indoor and outdoor gatherings, holiday get-togethers, and other celebrations. The only exception is that individuals who live alone can visit other members of their immediate family who reside elsewhere. But only if you live alone.
Okay.
Can you have a multi-household gathering, apparently. This is bizarre. How does this going to have any impact whatsoever?
Oh, it'll have an impact.
Well, yeah. Well,
make people kill themselves.
We've had tremendous success thanks to the hard work of Vermonters, but we are at a pivotal moment, Scott said during a news conference. We're always at a pivotal moment, aren't we? This is always the most important election. It's always an unprecedented time.
He says we've had, quote, tremendous success, you just said.
Yes.
But yet, he also said just a few moments prior to that, that they have to do this.
Yes.
So if it was tremendous success, wouldn't they not have to do this?
We have an opportunity right now to get our arms around this record growth.
But only after we go through the cuddle sheet.
And this is successful. This record growth is Vermont's success,
record
by the way.
Growth.
And return to the case stability we've grown accustomed to. But we all have to step up and recommit to following all current health guidance and to limit our contacts as much as possible. At the same time, the state is actively expanding testing and contact tracing protocols, so we are even better positioned to hunt down this virus and stop it in its tracks.
Doesn't work like that, bro.
No, it doesn't.
It's a virus.
And the Orwellian nature of all of this is like, okay, you have to stay in your home, no gyms, no libraries, and if you do go outside of your home, we have to be able to track everyone you've been in touch with and everything you've done over the last 30 days. And oh, by the way, all of this information is freely available to us thanks to Google. Which you're carrying
about
around in your pocket all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The governor's office said that 71% of new cases in October and early November had been connected to private parties and other social gatherings. The ban went into effect
Saturday.
People
are having fun.
Yeah, can't have
Where's the fun, police?
Other new restrictions include the shuttering of bars and social clubs for in-person service and suspension of most recreational sports. Other than sanctioned school sports.
It's okay.
Yeah.
With the government's sports, they're fine.
Yeah. There will also be new contact tracing and testing requirements.
Oh, boy.
And Scott is ordering a 10 p.m. curfew for in-person dining because, I mean, we all know coronavirus, it's not nearly as contagious at 9:59 as it is at 10 o'clock.
I mean, yes.
That's just science. That's
settled. Obviously, yes. Totally the case.
There's also a ban on sitting with people from a different household at restaurants.
God.
I don't know what else to say other than God.
It's just absolutely horrifying.
The move comes after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo implemented a 10 p.m. curfew for bars and restaurants in his state and set a cap on private at-home gatherings at 10 people ahead of the holidays. Well, at least in New York, you can have a gathering as long as it's fewer than 10 people or 10 or fewer people. In Vermont, you can't even do that unless you live alone, in which case, presumably, no one cares about your life, so you can go out and get COVID. I don't know what the argument is for that. But Vermont isn't the only state doing this, though.
No, no.
We've got South Dakota. We've got Chicago.
South Dakota actually hasn't done any kind of restrictions in recent whatever. It's actually North Dakota.
Okay. North Dakota is the one I meant then.
Mandating masks and such. And again, that's another Republican governor. So now because a lot of the Republicans had been going, nah, 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 you know, the Democrats, our state's better. But now all these Republican governors are coming on board. So
what is North Dakota doing?
Same crap. Story from the AP. After months of resisting ordering the people of North Dakota to wear masks and limit the size of gatherings, the state's Republican governor relented in an effort to stem a coronavirus surge that's among the worst in the U.S. and that threatens to overwhelm the state's hospitals. Governor Doug Burgum's executive order Friday night came as a surprise, and only hours before the state recorded new daily records for hospitalizations and infections. Notice they didn't say deaths. Throughout the pandemic, the former software executive has been leaving it to individuals to take personal responsibility for slowing the spread of the virus, beseeching the public during his weekly press briefings to wear masks, but emphasizing a, quote, light touch, unquote, by government. But in a video message announcing his new restrictions, which took place Saturday and will remain in effect until December 13th, so just 3 or 4 weeks, a somber Burgum said, quote,
yeah, that's what they said back in March.
Mm-hmm.
And then again in April.
He said, our situation has changed, and we must change with it. He said in his news release that the state's doctors...
I agree. So why are you trying the same tactics that every single other state has tried and that have not worked?
Great question. Because we've seen that in New Hampshire, the cities that have the greatest restrictions, Nashua, also have the largest amount of infections, strangely.
And one came before the other. Them having the highest number of infections came after they introduced the strictest requirements.
Right. They've had those requirements in place for a while.
It's clearly not helping the situation. Stop destroying people's lives. Stop exercising such an extreme level of control over them. Let people be free. What do you think? Maybe we got this entire thing wrong. Maybe coronavirus is a really big deal and we should all be afraid. Should I be afraid? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC ignored. New Wyoming Congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dynavite. DINOVITE.com. I said to John, I'm getting them. So the Dynavite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dynavite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, as in free of fear. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their masternodes or a stake Divi so that you can start earning Divi right now. Well, Ian has actually set up a masternode, and he reported that it was super easy, and staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. And the madness is not going away, it would seem.
No.
Of course, we didn't really expect it to. I mean,
that's the real infection.
We knew this crap was going to be here for a long time.
I mean, I wish it was some other way, but as long as people keep putting up with it, they're going to keep dishing it out. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be.
Yeah, and it's getting worse. Obviously, that was going to happen. The coronavirus cases were going to increase, inevitably.
Mm-hmm.
And in response to that, governors are now locking down again. And evidently, there's news out of North Dakota. They're right up to crap. Vermont, of course, has basically just canceled Thanksgiving.
And it's not just Vermont. Chicago, various other places have been issuing very similar orders. There's so much of it in the news, it's, you know, we can't even report on all of it.
So what is North Dakota doing?
So North Dakota, and the reason why this is relevant is because North Dakota previously has not had these level of restrictions. But now the governor is saying that it must be done. He says our situation has changed and we must change with it. In his news release, he says the state's doctors and nurses, quote, need our help and they need it now. So he's like, you know, oh, you're supposed to feel bad for these people in the hospitals. And so therefore, just do what we say so you can help a nurse. You don't dislike nurses, do you?
I neither like nor dislike nurses. I mean, they're working an occupation that they went to school for because that's what they wanted to do.
Right.
They can either find a different career
or they can
do their job.
After a spring in which North Dakota had relatively few COVID-19 cases, the disease spread rapidly over the summer and has only picked up steam since, according to the AP. As of Saturday, there were only 18 free intensive care unit beds and 178 non-ICU beds in hospitals throughout the state. Healthcare professionals and some community leaders have been pleading for months with Burgum to impose such restrictions. Rather than actually increase the number of ICU beds, because as you pointed out, pretty much everybody should have known that there was going to be another spike during
the especially healthcare professionals.
Yeah. But no, they want restrictions. Healthcare professionals have been pleading for these.
They want restrictions that demonstrably did not work anywhere else they were trying.
Even the World Health Organization has admitted that lockdowns don't work at this point, but they're still going forward with it.
Well, of course they do, because it's not about science, it's about control.
It's exactly
science
what it
was
is.
Just the excuse that they used.
Right. And now they're still pointing to, well, look, see, the medical people, they want this.
Oh, look, the CDC now says you should wear a mask. I know that you should be locked down. I know the World Health Organization disagrees, but, oh, they're the bad guy now, and the CDC is the one you can trust. There's always these competing health industries where they can always find one that's going to justify their control.
The science is settled. On a tour of Bismarck last month, Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, described the state's mask use and COVID-19 protocols as the worst she'd seen anywhere in the country. Rachel Heinz, who works as an emergency room nurse at a Bismarck hospital, said Saturday she was relieved the mask order was issued. It's about time, she said. Nurses and other healthcare professionals who've been frustrated that their calls for mask mandates have been ignored, which probably caused...
Have you tried reasoning with people? Instead of putting a gun to their head,
apparently that's what they did try to do, and that's not good.
Well, they tried reasoning with the governor,
mm-hmm.
or they tried compelling the governor to issue a mandate. But did they actually try to explain to people why they should wear a mask?
Well, I don't really care.
I don't care either.
Well,
you
got to
think most people would.
I don't know. Maybe in North Dakota, most people didn't care because there are some.
Well, they have the right to not care.
Yeah,
I don't know how to tell these nurses that.
They should have the right to take a risk. That's what life is about. It's about taking risks. If you don't take risks in your life, how can you ever expect any success? How can you ever expect to get ahead? How can you ever expect to have fun?
Well, they don't want people having fun.
I know. Nurses have been frustrated that their calls have been ignored, which they say caused the increased cases, deaths, grief, and overwhelming burden on their hospital workers. She said, quote, "Nurses are used to shouldering a big burden, but when you see us cracking, you know how big of a toll this is taking on us. This is a step in the right direction."
May I suggest finding a different line of work?
Under the order, people throughout the state... Well, but it pays pretty good, right?
Presumably.
People throughout the state must wear face coverings inside of businesses and indoor public settings, as well as in outdoor public settings where physical distancing isn't possible. So that's pretty much your standard mask mandate that has been in place in most places, although we've seen Massachusetts recently say that now anyone who's outside must always have a mask on, no matter how far away they are from anyone
else. No way.
Oh, yeah, that happened like 2 or 3 weeks ago. It includes exceptions.
What is the law here in Keene? It's just when going
only
into a business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there's also a restriction on, like, multi-unit housing.
Yeah,
so,
that's
like,
right. If there's three or more people in your apartment, you have to wear
like
a mask anytime you leave.
In the common areas. So, like, in the stairwell or whatever.
What a hellscape.
It includes exceptions for children under the age of 5, individuals with a medical or mental health condition and or disability that makes it unreasonable to wear a mask, and an exception for religious services. Failure, which is something you wouldn't find in other states. Failure to comply comes with a penalty of up to $1,000, although it's unclear how the order will be enforced. Grand Forks Police Sergeant Barb McLeod said the department was reviewing the order, saying, quote, "We're going to focus on education and we will try very hard not to file charges," she said. And that's because it looks bad when they, you know, in places like North Dakota, it will not be a good look for the police to be charging people with these ordinances. And in fact, we have not seen, I don't know if any tickets have been written here in Keene, New Hampshire. So
there's not.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of huff and puff in some places, but not a lot of enforcement. And that's a good thing. I'm glad that they're not enforcing it in certain cases.
Well, they've threatened people.
But yeah, and I mean, they're getting voluntary. Not voluntary, but involuntary obedience, and it's to the point where it's probably 95% to 99% obedience here in Keene, which is sad. Burgum also directed all bars and restaurants to limit capacity to 50%, and he closed all in-person service between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. Large-scale venues are also limited to 25% capacity.
What in the hell do these people think happens between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m.?
The better parties.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Eating at a restaurant where seating capacity isn't reduced and tables aren't spaced at least 6 feet apart is in the Centers for Disease Control's highest risk category for contracting COVID-19. And so they did talk to somebody who disagrees, Rick Becker. He's a Republican state rep who's a plastic surgeon. So he's a doctor, and he owns 2 bars in downtown Bismarck. He said Saturday he will refuse to wear a mask and that he suspects many others in the conservative state will protest the, quote, draconian, unquote, directive. And I hope he's right about that. He went on to say that he thinks the order to close bars at 10 p.m. is nonsensical. Quote, "Where is the data that shows COVID comes out more after 10 o'clock?
I would love to see that data.
At least there's a little bit of pushback here.
I hope we see more pushback. I mean, because a lot of these people, they just, like, as Sununu rightfully points out, you know, restaurants can't afford another 4 months of not having any business whatsoever. Neither can bars. I mean, they're
going out of business.
These places will close permanently.
Even more of them will.
855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DinoVite.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dinovite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
She gets Dinovite. How happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new acting defense secretary is officially announcing troop drawdowns in Afghanistan and Iraq that'll happen by January 15th.
Our forces, their size in Afghanistan will be 2,500 troops. Our force size in Iraq will also be 2,500 by that same date.
Christopher Miller insisting the move doesn't mean U.S. policy or objectives are being changed. Miller took over after the president fired former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper last week. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has rejected the Trump campaign's claim that Republicans lacked access to Philadelphia's vote count proceedings. The ruling was 5-2 against the campaign. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley has tested positive for the coronavirus. The 87-year-old saying he's feeling good. You're listening to USA Radio News. One of the nation's biggest parties will look different in 2021. City of New Orleans spokesman Bo Tidwell saying during next year's Mardi Gras, the iconic parades will not be allowed to roll.
I want to be very clear. Mardi Gras 2021 is not canceled. It is going to look different. We know that what we celebrate next year is not going to look like it's looked at any other year.
Tidwell continues.
This is going to be a completely different year for us. It's going to be a different year for New Orleans. It's going to feel different. It has to be different. Given the public health emergency that we face, given what we know, we can't proceed as if nothing has changed.
Union Pacific Railroad is planning on giving roughly 31,000 of its employees a $1,000 bonus next month. The Omaha, Nebraska-based railroad saying on Tuesday, the bonuses will cost the company around $37 million. Railroad officials saying all employees who have worked at least 30 days during the pandemic will receive bonuses for helping keep the railroad moving during the virus outbreak. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, the only show where you can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or the Dash Wallet, your experience will be smooth. But some wallets aren't ready for the impressive new technology. And these wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0 and reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. Another really awesome thing they've done is added a plugin for the WooCommerce application for WordPress. So if you have an online store, with just a few clicks, you can accept cryptocurrency payments on your store. In fact, I'm selling my campaign signs now at fpolice.com, EFFpolice.com.
Okay,
and
great.
The only payment methods we accept is cryptocurrency.
How's that been going? Because I know that you got a lot of inquiries via email during your Aria for Sheriff campaign.
It's not going. Most people, it would seem, don't have crypto and aren't willing to acquire it to buy a campaign sign.
Yeah.
So I don't care. I'm not budging on it.
Okay.
For one, the only other alternatives are like PayPal, and they banned me for life, so I can't use them anyway. I can't get banned from cryptocurrency, though, so.
Nope. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. And thank goodness for AnyPay. They do a lot of really awesome stuff there. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Vernon calling from New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
So our mayor, Her Majesty, Mayor Cantrell, a few weeks ago, she was like, let's ask the public what they want, what they think a safe Mardi Gras should be like. And so she asked for us to submit comments. She asked for the crews with the, you know, with the floats and everything, the parades to submit comments. And we had, you know, until I think the end of this month to submit that, or maybe next month. Well, all of a sudden, for some reason today, all of a sudden, they post to the FAQ on the New Orleans website that Mardi Gras no parades will be allowed, basically canceling Mardi Gras, even though we were still in this public comment period. So to me, it feels like the public comment period was just a farce.
Just for show.
Just for show, exactly. So they basically, it sounds like they've canceled Mardi Gras. Not a speed.
Wow.
You know, they put on a press conference, and they're like, well, we were just posting that, just in case that decision was made or something. But obviously there was an error made somewhere. So it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
That is often the case, though. A lot of the times, like, city councils will have, you know, public comment periods. Even Congress, I think, occasionally has public comment periods, but they don't have to follow. They can take your suggestions and ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more often than not what they do.
Right. The public comment period is the whole point of public comment is to make it appear as though they care about what you're saying, when the point of fact is they've already made up their minds and it's just for show. Just to make people think that, you know, they matter.
Right. Exactly. Well, one other thing to just add to this, parishes, which are the equivalent to counties, mm-hmm. in Louisiana, are the surrounding parishes are basically like, if you have a parade permit anywhere in the state of Louisiana, you can come and do your parade here. We're cool. You know, like basically New Orleans has to be completely different than the rest of the state. Like, the rest of the state, you know, has pretty much opened up in some form or fashion, and you know, bars have been reopening and everything, while New Orleans just this past week finally allowed people to start going into bars again for the first time since March. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, they'll change. They're going to change that in the next 2 weeks. Just watch.
Oh, I bet you they will. You're right. You're right. Well, hey, thank you.
That's what San Francisco did. San Francisco reopened. Quote, reopened at 25% capacity inside restaurants back in, I don't know, mid-September, sometime in September. And, you know, about a month later, they've locked down again.
Brennan, thank you so much for the call. That's what we've been seeing. I mean, that's really what we expected. I mean, I expected a round two of the lockdowns. I really don't feel like lockdown round one ever really ended. But that's
no, it never really did.
But people think it did.
Right. Well, that's because they had this publicity around, we're reopening, even though the quote reopening was just a ton of restrictions, like the masks inside the restaurants and the 25-50% capacity, plus the 6-foot distance between the tables, plus, you know, all the other stupid rules that they're just shoving down these businesses' throats. That was supposed to be quote reopening, even though we never really got fully reopened pretty much anywhere, with a few exceptions. I've heard that Florida might be the exception, but if you're down there in Florida and you want to comment, let us know. I think it was actually Mark who said that there's still tremendous obedience down in Florida as well. So it's not like...
Tragic.
Yeah.
Where's Florida, man, when you need them?
Well, I suspect there's differences between the urban areas and the less urban, you know, the rural areas. You're probably... And that's true in a lot of places. It's true here in New Hampshire, too. It's true... You're going to find that true, I think, across the country. There are going to be fewer people participating with these mandates in the non-city regions.
Speaking of urban areas, though, Chicago is also up to nonsense. A 30-day lockdown incoming for the city of Chicago. Again, basically canceling Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they're just explicitly Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot, according to ABC7 in Chicago, actually said, quote, you must cancel normal Thanksgiving plans, particularly if they include guests that do not live in your immediate household, which is, of course, the entire idea behind Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's not that you're having turkey with your family. You can do that anytime. It's the idea of, and I mean, your direct family. It's
sure.
The idea of having your friends and your other family members coming together and giving thanks for all the good things that we have in life. And there are a lot of things worth giving thanks for, although the good things in life have gone down precipitously in just this last year of 2020. There's no more entertainment. There's no more, going out with friends and doing things, throwing parties or any fun stuff. Can't even have birthday parties for your kids.
So I heard that Metallica reimagined the song Disposable Heroes.
Really?
And that's always been one of my favorite Metallica songs because the lyrics are so on point. It's about as anti-war as a song can get.
Right.
So I wanted to check it out. And this is one of these live stream concert things where people and viewers were in hexagons on cameras all over the wall to, I guess, to make the band feel like they had
an audience,
even though there was just them playing in a in a room. It's first of all, the reimagining, it was absolutely awful. I'm embarrassed that Metallica did that.
What did they do?
They called it an acoustic version played heavy. So it was just a lot of, I don't know how to describe it. You would just have to watch it. It didn't sound anything like the original song, and it was just not
good. Like they took all the metal out of it.
Yeah, I guess. They made it a lot slower, and I understand.
Well, yeah, it's acoustic. I mean, what do you do?
It wasn't actually an acoustic, though.
Uh-oh.
And that was part of the thing he said. Hey, we reimagine this as a acoustic song that we're playing in the style of heavy metal, so hopefully you're as confused as we are. And then they just started playing on their normal instruments. I was like, what are you... You are confused.
They're going crazy.
Because you just butchered your classic song. They're going stir crazy, presumably. COVID crazy.
Were at the very least all of the band in the same room together?
Yes, they were. And none of them were wearing masks.
Okay.
But I follow the band Trivium on Twitter, and they're constantly having practices, and they're wearing masks in their practices.
Oh.
And it's tragic, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, these live rock performances, the audio quality was good, but it's only as good as your speakers, and the average person doesn't have, you know, arena quality speakers in their home. So what is even the point of this?
Well, you could put on headphones.
You could just play the live album.
Or you could
play a live album or play the studio album. I don't understand the point of this at all. The whole point of going to a rock concert isn't to watch the band perform, it's to experience the energy of a performance.
Sure.
Same reason people go to plays instead of just sitting at home watching DVDs.
Exactly.
I get it.
Maybe other people just don't care.
Just like the point of having a dance party is to actually go out and socialize and dance with people, not
sit
at home
alone.
Dancing with your cat or whatever in a Zoom meeting.
But that's what's actually happening. The local venue in downtown Keene has one of these. I don't know if they already had it. It might have already transpired. I'm not sure when it's expected to happen, but a dance at home party where you pay them $25 in order to connect to their Zoom meeting
and dance alone.
And they have a band ostensibly playing live, but you wouldn't really know because they could just play a video to which you can then dance by yourself or with your wife or whoever happens to be in the room with you.
Or your cat.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE, as in free of sense.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, which is tonight is Ari and Ian. And I'm going to break away from COVID-19 because we talked about this not too long ago, this Donald Trump saying that he was going to end the war in Afghanistan by the end of the year. You made the point that it could have been that Trump wants to be remembered. He wants to have some sort of legacy to attach his name to, and ending this 20-year war would be one of the most effective ways of establishing that legacy.
It would have been, but apparently there's news.
There is news, and it's not good. The U.S. has announced further drawdown of troops in Afghanistan and Iraq before Biden takes office. Now, let's keep that in mind, withdrawing from Iraq, because a lot of Democrats seem to be under the impression that Obama ended the war in Iraq. And, of course, the United States government still has troops there. Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller announced Tuesday that the U.S. will withdraw thousands more troops from Afghanistan and Iraq by January the 15th, just days before President-elect Joe Biden takes office.
Okay.
Miller said that the withdrawal will leave approximately 2,500 troops in Afghanistan and roughly the same number in Iraq. So still 5,000 soldiers in these places fighting these wars that are never, ever, ever going to end.
Shameful. Shameful, Trump.
It, quote, does not equate change to U.S. policies or objectives, but he provided no details about the plan and refused to answer questions following Tuesday's appearance in the Pentagon briefing room.
That's too bad. Trump had said that he was going to withdraw. It sounded like he was saying all of the troops from Afghanistan by Christmas time. And then they pushed it back a week, and now it sounds like it's going to be pushed back 2 more weeks, and it's not going to be all of them.
I would be surprised if
it's any of them.
Yeah. Currently, there are about 4,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan and 3,000
So they're only pulling 2,000 out. Because they're going to leave 2,500, and there's now 4,500, so they're only going to pull 2,000. That's not much.
No, and they're only pulling 500 out of Iraq.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's total show.
Almost not even worth talking about.
No, but the disappointment is worth talking about.
No, that's an important update. I'm glad that you shared that.
That was the one good thing that could have come out of this Trump presidency, other than the laughter and the lulls.
There's still one other possible. I mean, I would say it's a long shot. If he's not going to do the troops thing, I don't see why he would do this other thing, which is to say to pardon and or commute Ross Ulbricht's sentence.
That would be amazing.
And to pardon or drop charges on Edward Snowden and Julian Assange. In fact, there was apparently a tweet from Congressman, I think he's a congressman, his name Thomas Massie, that actually tagged Donald Trump in the tweet. Now, I'm sure thousands of people tagged Donald Trump, so I suspect he's never going to see it. But it is a congressman, so maybe there's a chance.
Massie wants Ulbricht.
And Massie actually called for Trump to release Julian, or to not release Assange, but to essentially drop charges on Assange, to drop charges on Snowden, and to commute the sentence of Ross Ulbricht. All three of them. He actually, in one tweet, mentioned all three of them and tagged.
He's going for that libertarian presidential nomination in 2024.
Maybe that's all it is. But he, at the very least, he tagged Donald Trump. Again, I'm just easily excited.
Sure.
You know,
I mean, that's great news.
It's not really news. It's just, okay, well, maybe. Yeah, if you and I tag Donald Trump, he's not going to see it, right? Like, if you look at any one of his tweets,
if he does happen to see it, he's just going to ignore it.
Probably. I mean, I don't know how he feels about this particular congressman. Maybe he has respect for him. If so, maybe he'll consider it. It's a long shot, but honestly, it's the only shot Ross Ulbricht has, because Joe Biden is never going to. I mean, there's no chance that Joe
Kamala
Biden
locked up people like Ross Ulbricht for a living.
Joe Biden is an architect of the war on drugs. He's the creator of the RAVE Act. This guy hates fun.
Let's go to the phones. We got Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
What they got to do, the Constitution allows for a House of Representatives not to exceed one member for every 30,000. And when you got 300 million residents of the shape on the map, that would be 10,000. And now there's more than 300 million, so proportionally more than 10,000. The cost of remodeling on Capitol Hill would be negligible.
What is the point of this? What, you're saying there should be thousands of representatives?
Thousands of representatives.
Why would that do anything differently except give us an even more expensive federal government, because all of them would then get a paycheck?
All of them would then get a paycheck, but if the job is so big that they have to have dozens of staff members, then increase the number of them.
They would all have dozens of staff members. If you had thousands of them, they would all have the same staff.
No, you would increase the number of representatives, but reduce one staff member in Washington, D.C., and one staff member in their district.
So you would just pay more. You would pay the same number of people, you would just change their job title.
But that's not how it would be. They're not going to do. If they were going to take on this idea of quintuple or whatever the number of representatives, they would just all have the same size staffs, because they would say that, well, we're still busy. Now more people are contacting us because they think we want to listen, because they think that, they have more of an influence over us. It wouldn't make any difference.
Okay. The last thing I want is more rulers in the first place.
Yeah, there's no amount of restructuring the federal government that's going to make this system any better, Tom. You should know that by now.
There is one other thing they got to do.
A good coat of fire? That's what they need to do.
Okay, each member would have a staffer in D.C. and one staff member in the district, because they would have less casework assistance, people needing help with immigration and other federal agencies, because there's for their constituents. But also,
these people don't even read the bills that are put in front of them. Why do you think they would actually limit their amount of staff they don't even have to pay for?
This is pure political fantasy.
But then the Electoral College would have to be picked by state lawmakers and state bureaucrats. For the same reason that the United States Senate was set up to be representing the states, and therefore getting people who are pretty much sent there, not by the people.
What is the benefit of any of this?
It's so lame. It's like listening to somebody's little political fantasy.
Tom, thank you so much for the call.
Impossible.
It does remind me of the libertarians who are like, hey, the election could result in a tie of 269.
Yeah. And then they'll vote for the libertarian.
Because of the House. Yeah, it's never going to happen. the state is perfectly happy with the system that it has in place.
Yeah.
That's
they don't
sort
care
of
what
the
you
issue.
Want. They don't care what you want, and you're not going to ever be in charge of it. So why bother, you know, playing with yourself mentally like this? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're basically asking the 400 or 500 state reps to give themselves less power.
Never going to happen.
Yeah, that's...
Give up. You're wasting your breath.
Interesting idea.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're happy to hear it, but...
I just don't see what the benefit would be to anyone. And as you pointed out, they would just hire the same amount of staff.
Of course they would.
I mean, they're bureaucrats.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how busy they actually are. It matters how busy they claim to be.
That's right.
And all they have to do is look like they're always in a hurry and problem solved.
Push that pencil.
So, major troop reductions, they're calling these, in Iraq and Afghanistan. But ultimately, it's minor. It's about 500 people being withdrawn from Iraq and about 2,000 in Afghanistan, which is a significant chunk of what's there, but it's not...
That's not a legacy.
And that's
that's not memorable.
I mean, Obama did this crap regarding Iraq, and that was... That was... 4 years ago? How long has Trump been president?
Well, maybe, and it doesn't even sound like they'll be home in time to have a non-Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the poor guys. Because this is right before Biden takes office. Yeah. Biden's not going to end these wars either. He's a
neocon. Definitely not.
Trump was probably, sadly, Donald Trump was probably the best anti-war president we've had in a very long time. At the very least, he didn't start any new ones.
That's true.
And that's... That's a legacy-ish.
Yeah, you're scraping, but, you know.
I mean, yeah, that's the best thing I can say about Trump, is that he didn't start any new wars.
We're going to miss him when he's gone, though.
I'm going to miss the hilarity.
That's what I mean.
He's probably going to be banned from Twitter, too, after he's no longer president.
Well, he can go to Gab.
Yeah, with the other alt-right people, I guess. They're going somewhere else now. It's called Parler or something.
Gab? Oh, the alt-writers.
Well, no, conservatives.
Yeah. I've heard about it.
Are leaving Twitter to go to Parler. It's like...
It's the new thing until it's no longer the new thing, and they crack down too, right? Because at some point, they'll probably put in restrictions.
I'm just reminded of QAnon, and I'm no follower of QAnon. I just happened to see this one thing that somebody posted on Facebook about how the plan here was to divide these social networks into two areas, where you had the leftists over here and you had the conservatives over here. And then immediately after the election, the conservatives started going over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Human nature being human nature, though, some things just aren't hard to predict. Facebook has been cracking down. Twitter has been cracking down on conservatives. It was inevitable that eventually they would go somewhere else, and they're just finally doing it. Trump, I do expect to be banned from Twitter at some point. Tragic, because I'm not joining Gab just to follow Donald Trump. I don't care that much. Maybe you do. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dogs. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.